Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you at the Old City Sports Network. Today, we will be doing our second annual end-of-season recap and playoff preview for the NFL. We are obviously typically more fantasy focused, but this episode is strictly focused on the NFL teams themselves. Way back in September, we predicted the upcoming NFL season, giving record predictions for each team, our projected playoff teams, and our Super Bowl predictions. So we'll look back at those, see how good or bad those were, and then discuss the season, give out our updated playoff predictions for Wildcard Weekend and our updated Super Bowl picks. So before we get into that, we did pick every single game this season. So, Q, congratulations. You got them all right, buddy.
All of them?
Yes. Not all.
Every single one.
You'd be a rich man if you could do that.
I should have bet money on my picks this year.
You should have. Q, 181 picks correct, only 91 wrong. Matt, 5 picks back, 176 and 96. I was 2 behind that at 174 and 98. T-God's a little bit behind, 155 and 117. Went a little overboard probably the last 6 weeks trying to catch up. But that's okay. That's the way you do it at that point. You were already feeling like you were out, so you just got to start winging it.
Play to win.
But we'll see who had the better side of the predictions aspect here. So let's get into that real quick. So, starting off with the NFC North and our predictions here, it seems like we were all kind of on the Vikings. Clearly, that did not end up being accurate.
It could have.
Q, start off with your mindset here when you were going through picking this division.
Well, Kirk's the best quarterback in that division, so that's why I'm sure we all had, we all had Kirk. We all had the Vikings at the top. I had them because Kirk is the best quarterback in the division. And was a little too low on the Packers. So I like Jordan Love. He's possibly the second best quarterback in that division.
Yeah.
Definitely over Justin Fields. Getting so mad. Fields. Right, I know.
All right. Relax on Fields. Relax. But
he's not even going to be on the Bears next year. So
he might not be. So we'll see. We'll see if he can prove it elsewhere. I definitely dragged T-Gods into Bears country with me, looking at mine. I had them going all the way to 11-6, and I also wasn't a huge believer in the Lions. I thought maybe last year was a little bit fluky, but clearly they proved me wrong a lot. It wasn't a great set of predictions here. Only me and Matt were the ones that had a little bit more belief in the Packers as well. Yeah. But you guys all believed in the Lions more than I did, had them all finishing in the second spot at least. So respect to you guys there. Not my best work.
They still might be frauds.
It's a tough division.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hard to predict.
Yeah. I mean, no one knew what Jordan Love was going to be in the beginning of the season. And obviously I was all in on the Justin Fields hype for no reason. So we'll see what happens. Sean. Sorry.
Yeah, I came crashing down.
Yeah, pretty
crash
much.
Crash and burn.
All right, let's move on to our division. The Eagles division, the NFC East.
What the fuck?
My God, yeah. Matt, 15-2.
Yeah, Matt, you want to run through yours?
Oh my God.
I swore Q had the Eagles at 16-1.
I think he backed them down a little bit.
I don't know.
He does have someone at 16-1 later, but.
But I mean, what do we go? 15-2 last year. We had almost the same exact team. I didn't see why we couldn't repeat it. It looked like we were going to in the beginning of the year, and then our team just had an absolute collapse. So hopefully we can get it right for the playoffs. But I had all the faith in the world in my birds.
Yeah. I think we all did. Obviously, I was the lowest at 13-4, which is still probably one seed potential right there. So I was all the way in on them as well. We were all kind of pretty in on the Cowboys as well, still being the second best team, pretty clear cut there. I bought way too much into the Giants being a playoff team last year, thinking that they could repeat it. What were they, 10-7 last year? I think they might have been 9-8. and they were able to get in the playoffs, win a playoff game. So I was like, maybe they ride off that momentum, but clearly not. They did finish 6-11. You guys were pretty much bang on there across the board there. And we all knew the Commanders were going to be bad this year.
They suck.
Yeah. They were not good, but not too bad all around. Eagles and Cowboys, we all had being relatively good, all above 500. So we knew, but a little bit of Eagles bias obviously can't be putting the Cowboys preseason over the Birds.
Right. Can't do that. That's a crime.
A crime as an Eagles fan. All right. Let's move on to the NFC West. This one seemed pretty straightforward.
Oh, yeah.
Except
Cardinals were ass.
Yeah, Q, let's jump to yours quick because you got a couple wild ones in there.
Where'd they finish?
12-5.
The Niners?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought they had a better record than that. Clearly, I wasn't aware of Puka Nacua.
I didn't even peep 3-14.
Well, and I was like, Stafford's like half dead. And if they had Carson Wentz for a full season, the 49ers would have the Rams record. The Rams would have the 49ers record. So next year, that'll be much different, mainly because of Puka. And the Seahawks are frauds. Cardinals still stink.
Yeah, Seahawks were frauds. We were all a little bit too high on them. They were pretty good. Obviously, they were a game out. T-Gods was right on with 9-8 and also right on with the Rams finishing ahead of them. So big ups there. But me and Matt and T-Gods all across the board had a little bit more faith in the Rams than Q there. But Cardinals, obviously, we expected them to suck. Didn't have Kyler for the first half. And even with him, they were a little bit frisky, had a little bit of fun upsetting some teams. But at the end of the day, still 4-13. Pretty tragically.
They upset us.
I'm surprised you picked them to go 1-16, Sean.
I knew they were going to be bad. 1-16 might have been a little bit drastic. Maybe I should have expected a couple more wins with Kyler back. But yeah, not my best work again. All right, NFC South. T-Gods, let's go through your mindset here because you hated this division.
I didn't know that. God, what's his name? What's the Falcons coach's name?
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith.
Fraud McGee.
Dude, I didn't know that he wouldn't know how to use Bijan. I thought maybe he'd use Pitts. Finally, Drake London. I mean, he was still pretty. He was pretty good, but either way, I thought the Falcons were going to be much better than they were. I don't know. I didn't believe in Baker. I hated Baker. I'm kind of a Baker fan now.
Not this week, though.
Not this week.
Definitely not this week.
Gator might still be. I don't know. But
Gator said he would poop on him or something on the phone to me earlier this week, right, saying, like, I will be the biggest Baker hater this week ever.
Yeah, right. Q, what in the world made you think the Saints were going 14-3?
I mean, look at their team on paper. They had a great defense, and you know, I can't believe in Derek Carr anymore.
He's so bad.
I don't want a player that I don't want a receiver that has to catch a ball from him because he'll never get the ball.
Yeah. Not at all. Yeah, T-Gods are the only one that saw right through the Derek Carr belief, although he was a little bit too low on them. Matt, you were right on with the Saints, but you just did not see the Bucks coming. I don't think any of us really saw the Bucks coming. Q the highest at 7-10.
Baker.
Yeah. So Bucks were definitely tough to predict, and we were all somehow too high on the Panthers except Q. The Panthers maybe had a little bit of spice with the number one pick, but Bryce Young, absolute fraud. So yikes. Big yikes.
Fraudulent.
Matt also tried to predict that tie. I wish it came.
That would have been so funny.
Hilarious. All right, moving on to the AFC. But before we do that, the sponsor for today's episode is Fanatics, the number one provider for NFL merchandise. Holiday season well past at this point. That means the playoffs are now here this week. And if you're looking to get on the bandwagon for your team, please make sure you get that merch through Fanatics. They've got you covered. Jersey, hats, hoodies, t-shirts. They got everything you could need. So go to the Fanatics link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of their sale going on right now. Using code 24SHIP to get free shipping on any order over $24. And again, that code is 24SHIP. So please go through the link in our bio. It's on all platforms. It's on the YouTube if you're watching there, Twitch. Wherever you're watching us, the link is there. We appreciate any support, so make sure you go through that link. Now let's get back to the AFC predictions that we had to start the season. AFC North. I guess I'll start this one off because I was the believer in the Ravens of the group here. I had them going 13-4. Hugely correct there. I think the Bengals, obviously, just disappointment across the board for all of us. We all had them going pretty high with Burrow, but obviously him getting hurt ruined that. I also was the highest on the Steelers, which they did end up sneaking in the playoffs. I was still a game short. It was too hard to, I can't predict Mike Tomlin not to go 500. It's been 17 seasons in a row. So I had to at least put him at 9-8. But the Browns, I was way off. Q and Matt, you guys can touch on your Browns belief in the beginning of the season.
And it's crazy because the reason I believed in them,
I was just about to say, even better than him.
Yeah. Joe Flacco, Jerome Ford, and Amari Cooper saved the Browns season.
Hey, hey, hey.
And their defense.
Don't forget. No,
and you forgot the
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Browns could be sneaky in the playoffs.
They definitely could. I did not see them making the playoffs at all. I did think they would definitely put up a fight. That defense has been solid for a little bit, little while now. But I did not see Deshaun Watson really putting it together, which ended up being true. But the 38-year-old Joe Flacco pushing them through the playoffs, I definitely could never have predicted that in a million years. So,
Q, why did you hate the Ravens so much?
He was on the Lamar fraud bandwagon in the preseason.
I just think there was too much going on in the offseason. I don't know. And they have no receivers, but obviously Lamar was able to turn it up. I really hope that Ravens and Browns play in the playoffs. Because imagine Joe Flacco coming into Baltimore and taking his old team out.
No way.
That would be insane.
They might be the only team that could upset them because they've already seen them twice. They see them a lot. They know Lamar better than like probably any other defense in the playoffs. So,
but the Ravens know Flacco.
Flacco knows
the Ravens. Same coach still.
Yeah, but they don't know Flacco now. Flacco's 90 years old. He's just going to be airing it out as much as possible. Just if he limits the interceptions, we shall see. But yeah, AFC North, pretty tough one to predict with Burrow going down. Let's move on to the AFC East. Yikes.
Oh my God, not this, dude. Anything but this.
Sean in the Jets.
I think I might have been the worst by far on this division. I had the Jets at 14-3. I was all in on Aaron Rodgers. Clearly, he got hurt immediately. So that shut that down. I also was not a believer in the Dolphins at all. I really thought they were a little bit fraudulent. I had them going 7-10.
They still are.
I was the
team of
they are.
I know they just stomped every team that was bad, so they were able to clearly get to 11-6, where all of you somehow had them at 11-6, except me.
Y'all knew, didn't tell me
before we did this. So I was all in on the 7-10 Dolphins not being good, but they're good. Got to respect them. But Q, 16-1 for the Bills. That would have been insane.
With that schedule, it's not difficult or like impossible to think that could have happened, but.
Yeah,
and it's crazy they just barely made the playoffs too.
I know. It ended up being like not as climactic
the game earlier.
Yeah, because the games that the Jaguars lost and whatnot. But yes, yeah, division obviously with the Jets falling off just changes all of our predictions. Like none of us would have had the Jets over 10 wins at most without Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, tough one there. We'll see what happens next year with Rodgers coming back. AFC. Suck. West. All right, Q, I have to go back to you for the Jay Herbo love.
I mean, but then the team stinks. Like they could be good next year with
bro. Jay Herbo sucks bad. Right. He sucks bad
with John Harbaugh, but or Jot. What's
Jim?
Jim Harbaugh, but they are losing a lot of pieces because they're all old or injured. It makes sense that all the players that are leaving are the ones who are always the most hurt, like Keen and Bosa and. But they're going to get a nice tight end in the draft. Yeah, at least I was right on the Chiefs. Falling off. Actually, they won the division. Fuck. Was that their record, though?
The Chiefs? Yeah, they finished 11-6.
Oh, okay. Just
so you were pretty close to predicting them to obviously struggle a little bit coming off that Super Bowl. I had them at 12-5. I was pretty close there, too. But all of us couldn't help but still believe in the Chargers somewhat. Herbert's too good. That team had too much potential. Yeah. I was the only one that believed in the Broncos, though, at 9-8. They did go 8-9. They did choke it away at the end, benching Russ with all that nut-ass nonsense.
Raiders better, though.
I was a hater on the Raiders at 1-16. I was definitely right about Josh McDaniels being the downfall of the organization, but he was able to at least get two or three wins before he got canned, and then could not predict that Antonio Pierce was going to take over and bring them some extra life. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
we'll see what, if they want to hire him full time or not. But they I was a little bit strong on the Raiders there, just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to our last division that we predicted, the AFC South. Yeah, I think we were all just dead wrong.
God, we thought CJ Stroud was Bryce Young.
Yeah, this one's kind of hard to look at. Like, it's kind of hard on the eyes. Like, there's just everything was wrong here, except like we were all right about the Jaguars being good, but we had them all being better than they actually were just because the other teams looked so bad on paper. CJ Stroud, the truth, none of us believed except T Gods with 4 wins. We'll count
that's
that as believing.
Believing.
We'll count that because me and Matt had him with 2 and Q had him with 1.
Hey, if you want to talk about quarterbacks that are bad, Trevor Lawrence, he's bad. There's a whole 2 minute video of him missing like game winning. Like game winning touchdowns or something.
Yeah. Why Trevor Lawrence, obviously. Yeah. That was ugly for the second.
Can't even see over the defense.
Yeah.
His beautiful hair is in his way.
Blind.
He did keep getting hurt at the end of the season, so we'll see if he can come back from that. But the Titans also, big frauds. Matt was the one to call them out right away. 5-11-1.
Still somehow.
Now they're going to be even worse.
Yeah, they could be worse. And they might get big Bill Belichick, though. So we'll see what happens
there.
Team?
No D-hen, and the quarterbacks are...
Yeah, I know. That team's ugly. I had the most faith in the Colts at 6-11. Still nowhere near having faith because they ended up going 9-8. No one could have predicted Gardner Minshew as well, just taking over and almost making them a playoff team. Pretty much had a playoff game in week 18, obviously lost, but they were close. They were close. Spicy. This division should be interesting next year for sure. Now that all the teams should be good, except probably the Titans. So should be a fun one to watch. All right. And before we continue with, looking at the graphics here, let's go back here.
Nope. Hey.
Don't want just me. There we go. Let's go back and just do our wild card picks before we show the graphics, because at the end of each graphic, we can update our Super Bowl prediction. So, wild card picks. Let's start with the AFC. Steelers at the Bills. I feel like this is the most free pick of the week.
Stretch those Bills.
Bills.
Can't really count out the Steelers because how they've made the playoffs with this terrible team. They should win. Bills should win.
Yeah. I think the Bills should win as well. If the Steelers, Mason Rudolph cannot win a playoff game. I just can't see that happening. Like, he is playing pretty well. If he's able to like get Pickens in open space, maybe, but I just can't see it happening. They have the lowest over under total and they have the farthest spread. So like they're projected to just get squashed and put up no offense.
What's the spread?
I think it's like 10.5 favoring the Bills. Okay. And then the over-under is like 36 points. So projected to be like 23-13. Pretty ugly game in general. But yeah, we're all going to take the Bills here. Pretty straightforward. Dolphins at the Chiefs. This one's a little juicy.
Chiefs.
It's going to be freezing. The coldest game, they said, one of the coldest games ever. And
yeah,
the Chiefs.
The Dolphins,
I mean, the Dolphins haven't beat a team over 500. So it's an automatic loss.
The Dolphins are like,
I thought they won one game.
I don't know. I know they're just bad against teams over 500. It could be.
Is Mostert playing?
Who cares?
See, that's the thing is like, if they had all of their players, I think they'd have a chance. Because the Chiefs have been frauds like all season.
They suck. I'm so like, bro.
But the Dolphins have also been frauds. So it's kind of a tough spot to make that declaration. Oh, the Dolphins beat the Cowboys like 2 weeks ago.
Thanks, Dolphins.
So that's their big win of the season.
I'll go juicy here. I'll take the Dolphins because I hate the Chiefs. Bad.
I like that.
And
if I could,
Taylor Swift's at the game, bro, it's over for Kelsey. And no Kelsey means no win.
Yeah, that is true.
Chi-chi.
Yeah, in the cold, Checo's probably going to run wild. But that means Mostert, A-Chain.
Yeah,
all could run wild as well.
Like, the Dolphins don't have good running backs, too. Like, come on.
Yeah, it just depends on the health. I think some of them are still not practicing, or at least practicing in a limited fashion. Like, if I could guarantee right now that A-Chain, Mostert, Waddle, and Tyreek are all at full strength, I might pick the Dolphins, but I just don't know if I can guarantee that. They're in Arrowhead.
Either way, as long as, bro, if their bones aren't, like, broken, they're playing. Like,
yeah, but they're in Arrowhead, and it's playoff football, and the Chiefs have just been so good for so long.
Reach going for 200.
That'd be insane. I'm taking the Chiefs, though. I'm with Matt Q.
Oh, my God.
T-God's on Finn's Island. You might be right.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
You might just be right. Should be a good one.
It doesn't matter, because they're going to be out the next week anyway.
Sheesh. Big crack.
Sorry about that.
Browns at the Texans.
Give me the Browns.
Browns.
Yeah, it's got it. Dude, their defense is just too good. Yeah. Taking the Browns.
Yeah. I love the CJ Stroud story. They're coming basically off a playoff win. But I'm taking the Browns. Flacco is back. Flacco's backo.
He's in his prime.
Stop.
and their defense is just so good. So, yeah, give me the Browns. Clean sweep there. Let's move on to the NFC. Packers at the Cowboys. What do we got?
Cowboys. I mean,
unfortunately,
CD going to Banana Land.
This one's tough. I kind of have like a feeling that the Cowboys could just, like, they're always frauds in the playoffs. This could easily be another fraudulent season. But the Packers have been so hit or miss. I can't like buy in to the idea of the Packers winning. It's tough.
Yeah,
I think the Packers cover the spread. I think it's close because the spread's like 7.5.
The Cowboys always choke, man. I want to take the Packers so bad.
Me too.
I won't. Cowboys are going to win. They're going
to
win.
Jordan Cowboys have been really solid this year. I have to take the Cowboys too. It's a clean sweep, but Gator says Packers winning Sunday. So,
yeah,
all right.
Seems a little biased. Just a little bit, but we'll see about that. This is probably the game of wildcard weekend. Rams at the Lions. We get the perfect storyline of Stafford going back to Detroit to try to win a playoff game, first time back, and Jared Goff trying to get revenge on the Rams for basically just ditching him for dead. So who are we taking in this one?
I'm taking the Lions.
Whoa.
I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah. I'm with a believer. You.
I've been a believer in the Lions.
Yeah.
They're so Lions good. Are good.
Yeah. My only fear is the Rams are on the road, and this is the first Lions playoff game in like 30 years. And I think it's like their first home playoff game in that stadium ever in Ford Field. So that stadium is going to be fucking rocking. That's the only thing that scares me, because like they have to be hyped. Like it's going to be insane. But the Rams have been hot. I think the Rams coaching can outcoach Dan Campbell a little bit of McVay magic. Kyron back. Kyron's been munching. Puka, Cup,
so good. The offense.
Stafford looks
munching.
Good. Laporta dead.
Oh, shit. Laporta is dead.
Nah, he's actually
low-key win the chip. Oh, my God.
Laporta's optimistic he could play. He practiced limited today, but we'll see if he actually is able to go. But that would obviously be a huge hurt piece for the Lions. But the Rams are for real, I think. I think they're being slept on just because they're a 6 seed. But they got hot at the right time. So I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking the over in this game. That's what I'm taking.
I do like that. I think this could be a high scoring game. For sure. Then we get the Eagles at the Bucks. Hooray. Go Birds, I guess. Yeah, go Birds.
You got to take the Birds. You got to
yep.
Take the Birds.
Yeah, have to take the Birds. Even with all the issues, even with everything going on. This is the playoffs. This is the time to wake up. This team has all the pieces. We saw it for the first 12 weeks of the season or however long it was. So. Hopefully they can put it together, but
please.
I think it's going to be close. It should definitely be close, but Birds got to pull it out. Go Birds. Clean sweep. All right, let's go back and look at, so we just went through each division, but let's take a look at our playoff predictions as well and give each of us give our updated Super Bowl prediction, and you can walk us through your playoff teams as well if you want to. So, moving on here to Q, you're up first. These were your playoff predictions. You got 3 teams correct in the NFC and 3 teams correct in the AFC. You did have the Cowboys and Bucks as your bubble teams for the NFC, and you did have the Chiefs as your bubble team for the AFC. So, respectable, but you can walk through it. Go ahead.
I don't know where to begin. I guess I was wrong. And right, yeah, we were all I guess my that I'll give my Super Bowl prediction. Is that what you want now?
Yeah. Definitely just update that unless you want to roll with the same prediction because it is still in play.
It is still in play. Obviously, this is what I'm rooting for. But I've said that my backup Super Bowl prediction or who I want to play are the Rams and the Browns with the – I haven't decided a winner yet because I want Joe Flacco to win. That would be cool for Joe Flacco to win, but also for Puka to get a ring. So I'm undecided, but I guess since I have to give a pick, I'll say the Rams.
Rams
actually,
winning
Actually, no. Browns. Browns win the bowl. That Browns, would be insane.
Browns win the bowl over the Rams? Is that your over final prediction?
Yes.
Wow. That would be...
If the Eagles don't make it.
An insane Super Bowl. Insane. Yeah, bias intended for all of us. We all are believers that the Eagles will win the Super Bowl, but to at least keep it entertaining, we can't just keep rolling with the Eagles. So we'll switch up a little bit here. T-Gods, I believe you are up next. Nope, Matt, I lied.
All right. Oh, the Jets.
I had them. When they had Aaron Rodgers, I had belief in this roster. I thought Aaron Rodgers was just going to elevate this offense. Obviously, he got hurt like four plays into the season, so that didn't work out. But I did have the Lions in there, had the Cowboys. I think I had four right in the NFC, three in the AFC, so...
Yep.
I didn't do too bad. Went half and half, shooting 50%. Can't hate that. But obviously, the Super Bowl matchup is not happening. So I'm going to update it to the Bills versus the Niners.
And Bills, I think Niners.
Bills Mafia is finally going to get the ring.
Wow. Bills season.
Yeah.
I respect the pick. You also did have the Packers as a bubble team, as well as the Ravens and the Dolphins. So you had a couple teams right on the outside looking in, but overall pretty close. Matt's got Bills Mafia taking it home if the Eagles do not. T-God's up to you.
Okay, so the Bengals, obviously that is not happening. I'll just say now I am replacing them with the Ravens. Which, Sean, that was your OG pick, Eagles versus Ravens.
Yes, sir.
That's my updated Super Bowl.
All right.
The Ravens, I do have winning. They would smoke us, bro. It wouldn't even be close. I love Lamar. Lamar is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, just looking at my NFC teams, I didn't do too great. The Vikings
got four right so there.
Yeah, I guess I did all right, but
yeah,
No Justin Fields. What happened?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, it happens like that sometimes.
Yeah, you did have the Rams and the Ravens also as two of your bubble teams as well. So, right on the money with those two there. You and Matt were the best in terms of teams into the playoffs. Both of you had
Matt.
Seven correct.
Let's go, boy.
Me and Q had six correct. Obviously,
the Titans.
The Titans was pretty ugly. My bubble teams were not the greatest either, but I did have a couple in there where I had the Lions, Packers, and Rams all as bubble teams in the NFC with similar records close to the offs. And then I also had the Steelers, but I also had like the Chargers, Broncos, and Seahawks mixed in there too. So they were all in the hunt. But obviously not the best. My seven seeds are atrocious looking. Six seed in the NFC is also pretty big eyesore just looking at the current records. But overall, did get three right on each side, so not the worst. And my Super Bowl prediction still stands as a very real possibility. I'm hoping that is the case.
You should keep it.
Yeah, if that is my prediction still, but if the Eagles do get eliminated, I have the Ravens winning over the Los Angeles Rams. So... Ravens-Rams Bowl, I would have the Ravens winning. I am a believer in Lamar as well. I do think Lamar could be that guy this playoffs. I know he doesn't have that much experience. He only has one playoff win, but this kind of feels like he's set up to kind of make that career-defining playoff run. So could be an opportunity there. But if not, it's always go Birds. We all want the Birds to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that can come to fruition. But that is it for all of our predictions from this offseason and our updated predictions. Q, I do believe we have trivia today as well. So let's jump into that.
Is this our last episode?
This is the last episode of the season, unless we feel like doing another one about something.
We'll figure it out.
Huh?
Did you announce that at the beginning? I feel like we should have made it a bigger deal.
Well, I have it ready for the outro. So oh,
sorry.
Spoiler.
Thunder. Spoiled it.
The no outro.
All right.
Three.
One, two, three. I do have three questions.
All right. Let's get into it.
That's a lot.
Any lists?
No lists. Three lists.
The lists.
All right. First question here. Ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Wildcard weekend will feature Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff playing against the teams that drafted them. Joe Flacco the next week is playing against potentially a team that drafted him in the Baltimore Ravens. Who was the last quarterback selected in the first round who started a playoff game against the franchise who picked him? They played it within the last 10 years. 2015, this game was played.
Oh.
Who was the last quarterback selected in the first round who started a playoff game against the franchise who picked him? It's an AFC game.
First round QB, AFC.
Yes, quarterback. It's a very well-known quarterback. It's not some random, so.
I think I.
Does it have to, it's probably got to be Bull Bull, right?
You played in AFC both teams, or both, well, obviously, if you played him against him.
Yeah. So okay. I think it's got to be Bull Bull, right? It's got to be.
Hold on, everybody.
Bull Bull plays basketball, bro.
No, not Bull Bull. I'm talking about Bull Bull.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Gator, maybe historically the worst guess I've ever seen.
No, that one guess last week or whatever week it was when he was just naming players that didn't even fit the criteria of the question. No. I guess this one doesn't either.
Holy shit. I don't think he listened.
What team would Geno have been on in the AFC playing against the Jets in 2015 in the playoffs?
God. Y'all answers?
Yeah. No.
Oh, sorry.
I got mine. I haven't even tried to think about another possibility.
Me
I just, like
I'm just sticking with them.
Just jotted it down and said, yeah, like that's, I feel like
oh.
That's.
Like,
I got it.
I don't know if it's right, but it feels safe. It's got
it. Feels
right.
Very yes. Safe.
The answer is Peyton Manning. Okay,
yes, sir. Three for three.
Smith. Three for three.
That's what's
three
for three?
All three of us.
Yeah, we got it right. Now. Oh, I'm sorry. Looking at Gator's next stupid message.
Josh Allen also pretty bad guess.
All right.
Okay. It was a tough worded question.
All right. Next question. What's the only team in the Super Bowl era that hasn't had a player lead the league in rushing, passing, or receiving yards? Team in the Super Bowl. Okay. Yeah. It's an NFC team. I thought this was a different question, but the only team in the Super Bowl era that hasn't had a player lead the league in rushing, passing, or receiving. It's an NFC team. I thought this was.
So this is season long. Yes. So in a season, basically what NFC team sucks that hasn't had a player lead in passing, rushing, or receiving?
Which is crazy.
Since the Super Bowl.
Ever. In the Super Bowl era. I don't know what they did before
1960. So like 1970 or whatever it was.
Did they go on to win the Super Bowl or is this just.
No, nothing to do with the Super Bowl. But
yeah, just the Super Bowl era.
They've won a Super Bowl or a couple. But
whoa. Oh,
man.
Keep dropping hints.
I mean, it could be from 1960. They could have won in like 1981.
I don't know, dude.
I said NFC and Gator said Colts.
You said they could have won or they do have one.
They do have at least one, but
I don't know
this is since 1960.
Hold on, I gotta see if they ever won.
It's crazy because this team has had some great players.
This is tough. NFC.
Okay, they do have one. All right, I'm
trying to think.
My answer then. Because I don't know who the hell would have led in any of these.
I'm going out on a limb.
Definitely
because of one bowl.
Definitely led.
But
definitely.
I don't know if he ever led the league.
Did they ever? Yeah, had to have led.
Every team.
Had to have led. Had to. Maybe. Maybe them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with this team. Switching it up. I was thinking one team. I'm going with this team.
Damn it. It might be the.
There's a couple teams it could be.
Now I'm between two. Now I'm between two.
I'm locked in.
I'm not.
Take your time.
The third question is the best one.
Okay, can't wait.
I'm between two. I'm just writing them both down. I have a one and I have a two.
You know what?
All right, put 1A, 1B.
Yeah, I got a 1A and I got a 1B.
I'm going with my secondary choice because I think Bobo led the league.
Me too. I think we're probably on the same wavelength.
Okay, wait. I'm changing. I'm changing.
I wouldn't know who you're thinking, Sean, because I just changed it.
Yeah, okay. I changed mine a minute ago. All right, Q, I think we're all locked in.
All right. The division of the team is the NFC East.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, I just took them off.
I had the Giants. Team
is the Giants, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I switched from the Seahawks to the Giants because I was like, Marshawn.
Yeah, I didn't even think of the Seahawks. I was thinking of the Bears, but I was like, Walter Payton probably back in the day definitely led in rushing.
Who was nice on the Commanders?
Good question. Clinton Portis? Yeah, it could have been Clinton Portis.
I don't know. Lead the league, though. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm
Portis was nice. Tatum. Alfred Morris? No way.
Rob Kelly?
Alfred Morris actually might have that year in rushing. What was that, 2014? What do you have, like 1,600
yards? Moss, Chris Cooley. Chris Cooley could have been.
Alfred Morris had 1,600 yards, but he did not lead the league.
I was also thinking the Bucks.
Brady. No, I was going to say Brady. No.
Brady? Did Brady? Mike Evans, he could have. Maybe leading. Low-key.
I mean, but also since the Super Bowl era, like the Commanders. Like
yeah,
John
you
got to
think back to like the 80s and stuff.
That's the only guy I know from old Commanders.
Brady in 2021 led the league in passing yards, by the way.
No way.
That's disgusting.
Because he threw like 70 times a game.
5,316. Yeah, he had the most attempts back-to-back years. 2021 and 2022. His arm was going to fall off.
Crazy. All right. We can go on to the third and final question. I'm excited for Gator's answers if he answers for this one. I love how Gator put the accent thing in the C for Garcon.
Yeah, like how did he type? He had to hold down on the key.
All right, final question. In the last 20 years, the Packers have had three different quarterbacks throw 30 plus touchdowns in a season: Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and Jordan Love. Who are the only other two franchises that have done this? They've all done it within the last 20 years. All the quarterbacks. One's an NFC team. One's an AFC team. So, in the last 20 years, these two teams have had three quarterbacks who have all thrown for at least 30-plus touchdowns. One's an AFC team. One's an NFC team.
Spicy. Spicy. Holy crap. All right, I got to go, like, team by team, bar for bar.
You need any more hints?
So, what is this, from, like, 2003 on? You said last 20 years?
We'll just say 2000 to be safe.
All right, so since 2000, NFC, AFC.
All of these guys play except for the one because it may have been like early 2000s.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might have a guess already. Because
I might have a guess as well.
Because like they definitely had two Bulls that had 30 touchdowns.
AFC or NFC?
I have an NFC thought. I haven't even thought about the AFC yet.
It's hard. I'm thinking it's so hard.
I have two NFC teams.
Gator, I'm asking for players, not teams. Any name fucking I don't know.
So we name the team and then we also have to name the three quarterbacks.
Oh, I guess you don't have to name the players, but if you want it might be more points. Fun if you name the players.
I'll get bonus points. Could be them too? Oh my god, this is gross. I have like three options. I have three teams where I know two players had to have thrown for 30 touchdowns in the NFC, but I don't know the third.
These teams have actually played each other this year. That doesn't really help anything, but
yeah, no. All right, let's go to AFC. I'll start thinking about that.
If you need divisions, I could tell you, but that might give it away.
Nah, don't.
What the fuck, brother?
This is hard.
Two quarterbacks have done it like recently. Obviously, if you had three quarterbacks in 20, recently.
All right. That makes me think it's going to be this team. And I'm going to go with this bowl, this bowl, and this bowl. All right. AFC.
I'm lost.
I'll give another minute.
I'm sticking to it.
I got to think of an AFC team that's had good QB play for a long time.
Oh, my God.
What, Gator's guesses?
I'll just read it. It might, if you're thinking, it's going to throw you off, but he said, okay, Joe Montan, Chiefs. Seahawks, Russ, Saints, Drew Brees.
What's he saying?
I don't know. Steelers, Big Ben, Eagles, McNabb, Randall, Dougie P, Chargers, Phil Rivers, and fuck it, Browns, Baker, Johnny Manziel, Joe Flacco. Like,
what is he saying?
Somehow you named all those players and not one of them are on this list.
Yikes, Cat.
All right. Thank God I have none of those teams or players.
Sometimes Gator just spews.
I'd hate my Slef too. All right, I'll give you 30 right. seconds.
I'm locked in, but I
come
I'm
on, lock it in, Sean. Have fun with it.
All right, fine, but I don't believe it. It's not true. At least the third.
Either.
My third guess for the one team is not true, but I have two teams, so and I have three players for each.
All right. Well,
the NFC team is in the NFC North.
Fuck.
Oh, I'm ready off. I say Cowboys.
It is the Vikings with
Fuck.
Dante Culpepper, Brett Favre, and Kirk Cousins.
Ah,
I have the Lions with Goff, Stafford, and someone else.
Did Baker throw for 30 this year?
No way. Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's no way.
No
chance. He had 28, brother. I had Jameis, Brady, and Baker for the Bucks.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because Jameis and Brady definitely both did.
The AFC team is in the AFC North.
Oh, my God.
And it is the Bengals with Palmer, Andy Dalton, and Joe Burrow.
Oh. Did Minshew throw for 30 this year?
I didn't realize
I said the Colts. I said the Colts. You said the Colts.
We all said the Colts.
Oh, my God. Who was
I mean, it was obvious with Manning and Luck.
Yeah.
Manning, and then I just wrote someone else.
Did Wentz throw for 30, Loki?
No way.
No, Wentz would have thrown it like 20 max. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he threw for 27.
Ew,
our guesses were so close.
See, the Colts should have never got rid of him. JT was good with him.
I also thought the Rams for the NFC. That was another one of my thoughts with Kurt Warner, Stafford. And then I was like, did Bradford ever throw for 30? Like, I couldn't think of anyone in between Warner or Stafford. Bradford. Well, let me see. Stafford's peak. Bradford's peak. He was so bad. Oh my God, he peaked at 21. He was garbage.
Ew.
And then I had the Cowboys as a thought too with Romo and Dak, but I couldn't think of a third.
I was also thinking the Chargers too.
Yeah. Drew Brees could have snuck in
Phil.
There.
Oh, yeah.
And then Herbo. I don't think Drew Brees played there long enough to do Brees. That, though.
Drew Brees Hall.
Phil Rivers. I need Joe Flacco throwing 30 touchdowns in six games.
Joey. Yeah, Gator, that was a wild, wild, wild guess. Drew Brees threw 27 for the Chargers.
It's also close.
Damn. There was a lot of close ones. Tough one. Great question, Q. Great trivia and another podcast. I don't know what he's talking about either.
Announce it.
Yes, please.
Gator.
What am I announcing? Gator existing? Gator, yeah, say something in the chat for whatever you're talking about. But okay. That is it for today's episode. We'll probably be taking at least a couple weeks off. Fantasy football pretty much wrapped up for the season. Maybe we'll try to come back sooner with some dynasty content or draft stuff, but we're not huge on knowing college ball like that. Not epic college ball knowers. Next season, Gator will be a permanent guest host every Thursday. He's dreaming.
Permanent guest. Take that up with the execs.
You can guess. We'll bring Gator back next year for sure, but permanent is wild.
He's trying to be Aaron Rodgers.
five of our heads here every week. And then Gator's cell phone head. But yeah, again, if you are interested in using Fanatics, please go to the link in our bio. Take advantage of that sale going on now, 24 ship. And thanks again for another great season of football. Thanks for watching. If you have stuck it out with us this long today, or at least this season, we will definitely be back next season as well, trying to do bigger and better things. If you're still here on Twitch, definitely throw us a follow. Turn on notifications so you don't miss when we come back. Throw us a sub on YouTube as well. We'll probably be posting some clips and whatnot over the next couple of weeks. But other than that, probably going to be at least a month. So enjoy the NFL playoffs. Hope you won your fantasy chip. You can find us anywhere. Just search Super Fantasy Bros. You should be able to find any platform. If you ever have any questions or anything, feel free to reach out, football related. Q, you got lawsuits against Gator. Nice.
What is he talking about, man?
He's just yapping. But that's a wrap. Season 4, Super Fantasy Bros. In the books. So see you guys probably when we decide to start the next season. So peace out.